Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat for April 23rd, 2011. I'm Lisa, and joining me today are Bob, Steve, Chris, Natalie, and Lauren. Welcome, everyone.
Hello. Hello.
On today's show, we will be bringing you news from around Disney. And our first segment is going to be announcements. I think we have one. And then we're going to go to news and then finish off the show, hopefully in a somewhat timely manner, with our main show topic, which is part two of deluxe resorts. Last time we covered the deluxe resorts that can be found on the monorail, and we just ran out of time because we had so much to say. So this is going to be the rest, hopefully the rest. We'll see how it goes, but we're hoping to cover the rest of the deluxe resorts in this cast. So let's get going. Let's start with an announcement. And is it Chris? Do you have
one? Yes.
Okay.
Yes, mine's about the kids free promotion. If you're traveling, well, I know it's back. No, seriously. If you're traveling,
here comes another rumor.
Stop it. This is actually kind of a big deal, because what's happening is people are getting the kids free promotion and they're going to Disney World and they're sort of not sure how many days they want on their ticket. And so they're waiting to add them when they get there, which is what you can usually do with any Disney ticket. You can add days onto it as long as you don't go over, what is it, 10? But the problem with these kids free tickets is they're getting there and the cast members aren't allowing them to add any days. So make sure before you pay off your total amount of your package, you have all the days on that ticket that you want, because you won't be allowed to do anything to it.
Okay.
That's good to know.
Okay. All right, let's hit news. Who wants to go first on news?
I have a really quick one. Oh, okay. Go ahead, Natalie.
The Easter Bunny came into the Magic Kingdom on April the 17th. The Easter Bunny and his wife, Mrs. Bunny, visited the Walt Disney World.
Mrs. Bunny.
That's what it says on what I'm reading, okay?
I don't know. Just saying Mrs. Bunny with that accent.
It's just nice, buddy.
Say it again.
Okay. So who's coming to town?
Now she's breathing heavy.
Pretty heavy. You all are just mean.
Wait until Steve keeps it in the podcast. That would be mean.
Okay. They have decided to visit the Disney World Resort.
Who's decided?
The Easter Bunny.
And Easter Bunny and Mrs. Bunny, okay?
All right, people.
It's going to be Easter by the time we get over this. Keep going.
Have decided to visit the Walt Disney World Resort for some rest and relaxation in the days leading to the Easter parade. I'm reading an article from the Disney blog, okay?
I can't see, my eyes are all teary.
Good for them.
Yeah. They needed to get
away. What resort are they staying at?
I don't want a room next to theirs. Let's put it that way.
I heard they're staying at the Polynesian.
You know what happens when Mr. and Mr. Easter Bunny get together?
They have lots of bunnies.
Oh, no.
They make guinea pigs.
Wow, that's great. Is there anything else on that story?
Okay. They will be in the Disney parks from April 17th to the 23rd at Tour Guide Gardens adjacent to City Hall at Magic Kingdom Park. And then on Sunday, April 24th, immediately after the basket delivery, the couple will celebrate by appearing in a special parade that steps off 15 minutes prior to the park's 3 p.m. parade. So there's going to be a special parade on the 24th.
Hmm. Well, I'm going to jump in there too, because my story is kind of about this too, and what Disney's doing to help control the crowds and the mobs. They're trying to get people off the parade route and into the restaurants, and they're going to be offering a 25% discount for anyone that's going to be dining between 3 o'clock and 4:30. It'll be a 25% discount at quick service restaurants only, and alcohol is discluded from this.
Oh, bummer.
But the coupon is also going to be good for lunch prior to 11:30. So it's parade control as well as just a bonus for going early to, you know, get some extra dollars in their bunny pockets. But we're going to go ahead and put that coupon, the link to the coupon, on our mousechat.net website. So if you wanted to get that, if you're going to be in the park for Easter, which is coming up pretty quickly, check it out, go to the link, and print it out. Save yourself some money.
Okay.
All right. Any other news?
Mine's real quick. Mine is just that Disney announced that their biggest theme park investment this year is not at Walt Disney World, but is really in driving traffic to other Disney experiences. So that's Disney Cruise Line and Aulani, their resort over in Hawaii. So they're really focusing on pre and pro and post trips and hoping that people will book pre and post trips to Walt Disney World, which I'm assuming they've been doing already. But now with the ship over in California and the cruise out to Hawaii, and also with the resort in Hawaii. And they're also hoping that people will experience the cruise line or Aulani and then maybe book a Disneyland vacation in the future or a Walt Disney World vacation in the future. Ooh, and somebody just got their wings.
It was Mrs. Bunny.
I have a little one. Disney World now has, temporarily, a new Twitter account that's going to offer real-time updates, tips during Easter week. They're kicking it off. They actually kicked it off this past Monday. And it's a way to connect with Disney during Easter week. It's today at WDW, and it's live now. And it's until April 22nd. And they're going to offer real-time updates and tips that are happening in and around the parks to make everyone's visit a little bit more magical. Not sure how that's going to work out, but
is this experimental or is this?
I think it is. Yeah, it's supposed to only be until the 22nd.
Okay. All right. Let's see. I think Bob. Anything for Bob?
Yeah, just real quick for our friends out in Disneyland and California Adventure or anybody planning a trip out there, Disney has announced that California Adventure will now be staying open late every night for the first time because due to the popularity of their nighttime shows, mainly Electronica and World of Color, guests have been staying later in the park. So they're going to respond to that and recognize that by keeping open later so people can enjoy the attractions more. So good. Give you more time out there. Because that park does seem to close a little bit early.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, so that'll be good. Anytime the park is open later, it's good news for me. Okay. All right. Oh. I think... What?
I do have one.
Okay.
Go ahead.
And it's kind of related to Bob's. Well, not exactly, but it is from Disneyland. Disney just announced that they're going to have a new marathon, the Tinkerbell Half Marathon, and that's going to be the 29th of January. It's brand new, and it's going to be a women's focused half marathon, kind of like their answer to the Princess Half in Walt Disney World.
Sounds to me like that is a pixie marathon.
No, we got to make it through the one on October 1st.
Yeah, no, this is 13.1 miles. But we can't put us...
It's a pixie marathon because it's Tinkerbell.
Oh, that's true.
It's a half marathon weekend. There is a family 5K.
There is a 5K, yeah.
And kids races. And then the big race on the 29th is the 13.1.
When is that one going to be?
January 27th through the 29th.
I might be able to do that one.
No, it's at Disneyland.
Oh, forgot it.
We don't go there. What?
Okay, so let's move forward to our main topic for today, and that is deluxe resorts. We covered the Contemporary Resort, the Grand Floridian Resort and Spa, and we covered the Polynesian Resort. So we're going to, let's start with...
And we covered Wilderness Lodge last week also.
We did cover Wilderness Lodge as well, yes. Even though it's not a monorail resort, we covered it. Let's talk... Yacht and Beach, and then go to Boardwalk. those are all kind of together. How about your favorite thing over at the Yacht Club? What's the best feature at the Yacht Club?
It's quiet.
It is.
You can walk to Epcot.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a big plus for food and wine festival. You can walk right over to Epcot, go in the back entrance, have dinner.
You're in the area that you need to be.
That's really my least favorite deluxe. It doesn't have anything in it that grabs me.
Well, we like, I don't know, it's hard because Beach Club, I like Beach Club, and Yacht Club is kind of tied to it, so I kind of always think of them as the same resort, and it just gives you more to do between the two.
Well, it's funny because I know a cast member over at Beach Club, and she's one of the greeters, and she always calls the Yacht Club the dark side because it typically tends to have, you know, darker color woods.
It does.
Over there. And it does seem darker inside. I mean, there are slight differences between the two resorts, being that they're sister resorts and joined together. You know, Yacht Club does seem to attract more convention people and also more adults without children, so it does tend to be a little bit quieter. Beach Club seems to be geared more towards family. It has a lighter theme to it, and you do see a lot more families and children. I mean, if you walk in between the two lobbies, there's a big difference between the resorts. Also, Yacht Club has easier availability for a balcony, whereas there not a lot of the rooms at Beach Club have balconies as a standard feature. So if a balcony is important to you, you might consider just staying at the Yacht Club side.
Bob, what do they have instead of balconies? They just don't have a patio or a balcony?
I mean, first floor would have a patio, but some of them don't. Just because of the shape of the resort, it kind of, you know, some of them just open out. And some of them just have those standing balconies that only fit like one person. So balconies can be a little bit hard to come by over on the Beach Club side, whereas they're a lot more plentiful on the Yacht Club side. Also, for people staying club level, even though the offerings are the same, I happen to like the club level on the Yacht Club side better. The space seems bigger, and it also doesn't overlook the parking lot, which I don't know why they designed it like that when they did that with the Beach Club, but it's kind of nice. I don't know, but it definitely is a much bigger space, it seems, on the Yacht Club. Of course, you know, the best feature of the Yacht and Beach Club, you know, these two resorts share probably the best pool on property, being Stormalong Bay, a 3-acre miniature water park, essentially, complete with sand bottom pool, a small lazy river, a great water slide.
It's a good water slide.
Yeah, a nice sand area for kids to play in that's got a pool and sand area. You can rent tubes. Clear inner tubes to float around in the pool with. I think they're $3 an hour or $10 for the day. But here's a tip. If you just wait long enough, someone will get out of the pool and leave their tube, and then you can just take it and use it, which a lot of people do. not that I would know anything about that. But, you know, excellent games and activities for the kids by the pool every day. Also, probably the best burgers on all Disney property at Beaches and Cream, which has great ice cream too, including the kitchen sink with big enough to feed 4 people.
At least.
That's huge.
And if you can't get into Beaches and Cream to get a burger, Hurricane Hannah's at the pool, the pool bar there also serves the exact same burgers.
Good wait at Beaches and Cream.
Always a good wait at Beaches and Cream. I keep calling it Cream.
Are you trying to invent your own accent?
Yes. Mrs. Bunny.
Sorry.
And then in terms of signature restaurants, of course, you have the Yachtsman Steakhouse right there, which is wonderful for steaks. And for character dining, you have
Cape May
Cafe.
Love it.
Which is very popular. And then they also have on-site childcare with the Sandcastle Club there. So But yeah, I mean, it's so the resort has a lot to offer. I mean, not only is walking distance to Epcot, like we all said earlier, but you can also get one of the boats to Hollywood Studios, and it takes about 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Or you can walk. You could also walk to...
Or you can walk, yeah.
And then there's the boardwalk, so you're right there on the boardwalk with ESPN and the dance club and Jelly Rolls and
Jelly
all the
rolls.
Shops. You know, shops, restaurants. There's just so much to do in that area.
Well, and just the boardwalk itself is always so active. You know, winning prizes and funnel cakes, and it's just...
Ooh,
it's fun.
Cupcakes?
Funnel cakes.
Oh.
Sorry.
It has been, you know, I have not been to the boardwalk in years.
Oh, they always have entertainers out there at night. And
it's a true boardwalk.
Yeah, but during the day it's a little bit slow, but like any boardwalk, it picks up at night. So you do have a great array of dining choices between the boardwalk, what's available on site at Yacht and Beach Club, and then, of course, just walking into Epcot offers you a great array of dining, and it probably is one of the most popular resorts during the Food and Wine Festival. You know, a lot of people like to, you know, partake and then stumble home.
I think the food.
And the food, yes.
Yes. I think the Beach Club is really beautiful. I mean, that's just to me a really gorgeous resort. It's kind of a small lobby. You get kind of spoiled if you go to the Grand Floridian or Wilderness Lodge, but I really love that resort. And they have a nice new bedding, too.
Yes, the mattresses were all new.
And the bedspreads. Like finally some tasteful bedding instead
when
of those
they,
wild
When did they redo the bedding?
About last summer.
They were doing it. We saw them redoing it.
Yeah, it was started last summer.
Remember?
And it's sort of white, like a white-on-white pattern. It's very pretty. I mean, you know how... You know how sometimes you go into a Disney resort and they have these really loud
beds?
So they're just kind of really tacky. Mm-hmm. These are nice.
Okay. Oh, and for anybody going over the Christmas holiday, they do a great carousel display at the Beach Club every year.
Yeah.
A gingerbread carousel, and the horses are sculpted out of chocolate, and it moves. It actually works, and it's just a sight to see.
It moves? I didn't
see that.
It actually
rotates,
really
yes.
Neat.
It does rotate from time to time, yeah.
And they just have a really... Go ahead, sorry.
No, I was going to say, plus you can try to find all the hidden Mickeys.
A little bit more about Beach Club. I love the little store, the little restaurant-y food-making type store, because you can go in and get gelato. They used to have the hand-scoop gelato, but they did... get rid of that, and they put pastries in there. And but you can still get it in the freezer. But it's so good. It is just so yummy. And it's a snack credit, so you can use your snack credit over there. But it's a great place to get a salad, or they have pizza there. They'll do kind of a custom pizza. And use your meal credits over there. It's a great little store. I like it. Rent your movies. I just love everything about Beach Club. I really do. The movies on the beach, hammocks, great walk, just everything. Very cool.
And ducks in the pool.
Ducks in the pool. Some people don't like the ducks in the pool, but I do. I like them. They kind of stay to their own little section there, but...
And the lifeguards are very protective of them.
Yeah.
So.
But that's good.
Yeah. But yeah, no, it is kind of cute to see them swimming around in the lazy river.
Well, they come with their own flotation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't like the ducks in there. I think it's kind of disgusting.
Well, versus some of the kids?
Some of the adults are doing.
I think they should keep the children out of there as well. Thank you for pointing that out. I'm kidding.
Well, that wasn't my point, but what do you mean some of the adults?
Well, come on. I mean, you know, you got people drinking alcohol for hours and then they never leave the pool.
Oh, that's really disgusting.
And they won't let my kid swim in the cruise ship pools.
Too little.
I know, but you know, think about it. They pee in the resort pools.
Yeah, it's something to do with the CDC rules, though. That's why.
Well...
And the filtration on a boat. But anyway.
Okay.
Let's not talk about pee anymore. Okay. Boardwalk. Boardwalk. And we kind of talked about it already, but great pool. Love it over there. Oh, and you know what? I didn't get into all my statistics. I like to talk about my statistics. Over at these particular resorts, the beach and yacht club, your room size is going to be approximately 380 square feet. So good size rooms. You're going to have your double sinks, good size bathroom, sitting area. It's very comfortable. Two queen beds and a sleeper sofa. So those are good. Let's see what else. There are lots of different categories of rooms and, you know, anywhere from a standard to a pool or a water view. You can get one bedroom, you can get a two bedroom, you can get all kinds of great stuff. You can get concierge or club level here. And let's see, no spa though. You can get the in-room massage.
They have a gym.
They do have a gym. Mm-hmm. It's pretty nice, too. You can go on the beach, but it's sunbathing only. Don't want to get in that water.
Well, I think they have a salon on property.
They do. They have a hairstyling salon. It's for men and women. They do have concierge. They have all the laundry services, whether you want to do it yourself or have it done for you. And over at the Yacht Club, they have convention space. So that's pretty good if you're into conventions. So, okay, I'm done with that, I think. And just feeding off of last week, we did some of the basics on the differences that your deluxe resorts are going to have a refrigerator in the room. It may or may not have a freezer compartment, so you can throw some ice cream bars up there or something, or some, you know, ice if you were so inclined. And refrigerator, the in-room safe, coffee maker, ironing board, hair dryer, all that's going to be in your room. And you're going to have high-speed internet access, but you will have to pay extra for that. But, you know, it's available. But I think that does it. I'm happy now. Oh, and room service. You get room service. Okay, now I'm happy. Let's move on.
I have to say the Boardwalk is, it's a beautiful resort. Is it my favorite deluxe? No. It does have a lot to offer. The pool at the Boardwalk is pretty cool.
It's kind of like a pool.
Yeah, it's kind of a carnival theme.
Are you bothered by that big clown head? Because we're staying there in December, and I'm worried that my kids are going to freak out.
You know, glow at night.
I saw that picture, and he looks scary.
It reminds me of the clown head from, like, Poltergeist. You know, that
clown. Nobody likes clowns. I mean, everyone hates clowns pretty much.
Yeah. It is a scary clown-looking or scary-looking clown, but I will say that the pool slide is very, very cool. That is a really well-themed pool.
Yeah, it looks like a roller coaster.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun. So I don't think they'll even be bothered, truthfully. And
hopefully.
And yeah, I mean, again, great location. Being, you know, you can walk over.
That's the thing I do love.
You know, and you can walk to Hollywood Studios or take a boat. Same thing, just like, you know, Yacht Club and Beach Club.
It's an easier walk from Boardwalk to Hollywood Studios, or are the other like Beach Club and Yacht Club? Is that better?
I think probably the same to Hollywood Studios. It is an easier walk or closer walk, not necessarily easier, just closer to Epcot walking from Yacht Club and Beach Club than it is from Boardwalk. You're probably looking at an additional 5 minutes. So instead of, you know, 10 minutes, maybe 15 minutes. So not terrible. But, I mean, you have all the activities on the Boardwalk right there. And, you know, you have the ESPN Club and you have the arcade there and you have the, you know, the shops and the entertainers and the funnel cake, not cupcakes, funnel cake. You have the Surrey bikes that you can rent and ride along the Boardwalk area.
Those bikes look like so much fun, but then I see people like they're just huffing and they're like out of breath when they're trying to get up those hills.
It's all that rich food you're eating on vacation, though, I think, you know.
Should be a requirement.
And of course, you have all the club's jelly rolls and things are over there.
Do you think that makes the rooms louder because they have so much activity there at night? Do you think the noise kind of spills over into the rooms?
You know, I stayed there, and I never heard anything. And I stayed there, I think, a couple times. And I know people that had rooms right above the boardwalk and said they didn't really hear anything outside of, you know, just the, you know, murmurs of voices and things, you know, on the boardwalk below. And really elegant theme, I think, to the resort, to the lobby and to the rooms. Very, I don't know, kind of reminds me of what Atlantic City would look like if it was clean. It's just, you know, like Wildwood, I guess, in New Jersey, you know, all the activities and things. I mean, not on that grand of a scale, but, you know, I think that's what they were going for, the seaside theme.
I think it's a great little place to go.
And they also have, I know that you can get them there. I don't know. I think they're club level, the little cottages that you can rent.
Those are really cute. Yes.
You can, or that you can not rent, but pay for to stay at. Yeah. And they're like little,
they're almost like little houses.
Yeah. Little houses. I mean,
but we have to talk about that next time.
Oh, cause are those DVC?
I didn't think those were DVC.
They're not DVC. They're deluxe villa.
Oh, okay. Well.
Aren't they?
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
The little
garden
cottages? Yeah, I didn't think that those were
those. Okay, I could be wrong. It's happened
before. I
didn't think
those were. I thought they were club level. Little cottages that you could reserve. And they're like little houses. Yeah, like you know, they have the little fenced area, and then, you know, your first floor has your living room. And I think a bathroom, and then upstairs is your bedroom. I mean, not particularly big, but they are cute. I don't know if they're considered like suites or how they're priced.
One thing that I would like to point out about Boardwalk, and I think to me this is the biggest downside to Boardwalk. I think I love Boardwalk other than the fact that I think it's quick service as far as places you can get something to eat, you know, for a quick meal. There's really no options except for that little bakery, and the only place to eat is outside.
Yeah, well, there's the bakery, and there's pizza.
But for breakfast.
For breakfast.
What? You don't eat pizza
for
breakfast?
There's the bakery, and there's pizza.
You see where I'm going with this?
Yeah, you're right. You can't go get scrambled eggs and pancakes.
Right. Like, there's no place to get even a sit-down breakfast. I mean, well, Cuisina, I guess, does serve sit-downs.
Yeah.
But there's just not a lot of options for breakfast.
Yeah, there's not a food court, per se.
Yeah, but you know what? To me, I don't get much out of those food courts anyway, so I wouldn't miss that. I think there's more than enough over there to make me happy.
Yeah. Well, and you have the Dolphin and Swan also if you want to venture in there and eat at some of the restaurants there.
Yeah, I mean, that's super close. Unfortunately, those are the ugliest resorts on property, but that's another story.
Well, yeah, not a big fan, but
no,
that's an eyesore. Vacation. No, there's so many better options. But, you know, the rooms over at Boardwalk are a little bit bigger than what you're going to find over at Yacht and Beach. About 50 square feet bigger. So, nice little bonus there.
I'm looking at the rooms right now.
All the same thing, you know, features that you'll find, you know, the in-room safe, the room service, the refrigerator in-room, club level is available. All that is available at Boardwalk, too.
I had a choice of staying there at Christmas or at Beach Club, and this is why I'm interested, because I'm really waffling and wondering if I made the right decision. So
where are you going?
I'm going to be at Boardwalk, but
for what?
It was
okay.
This is like a lot of dorkiness in this show.
Well, that's just kind of what
shows
we are.
Shows a whole different side of us.
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
Okay. But do you people think that one is better than the other? I mean, like, if you had to choose between Beach Club or Boardwalk, which one would you pick?
Beach Club.
Beach Club. Beach Club.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You dropped the ball.
Okay, never mind.
Because my theory, this is my theory. I love the whole thing over at the Beach Club, and I've been through that before. But my theory on the Boardwalk is there is nothing at the Boardwalk of interest to me that I can't get as a guest of as a guest of another resort. I can go there and experience the Boardwalk all day long without being a guest there.
But you
except
like
for the pool.
But you like the rooms better at Beach Club.
I do.
Oh, darn it.
And they're pretty,
and
they're pretty close.
Storm Along Bay is awesome.
Yeah, and you're not going to get into Storm Along Bay if you're not a guest there unless you're really really tricky.
No, well, you can't even now. Now they're looking at rooms cards.
They're looking at room cards. They're giving you wristbands. You're not going to get in there. Not terribly easy. So, Beach Club, it's the way to go.
Yeah, and you can always walk over to Boardwalk, and we walk over and take a look in the shop. And
you do everything that you need to do as a non-guest. Okay, I'm going to take a little control here, and we're going to move forward. We're going to go to the Animal Kingdom Lodge. Yay!
Ooh, another good one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes.
It is a good one. What makes it good, Steve?
The animals.
Ooh, you're so creative.
Yeah.
The so ambiance lighting.
Yeah, the lighting fireplace.
The theming is very good. Some people complain that it's too dark, but that just makes the theme.
I just think it's so nice and dark that it makes everyone gorgeous. So, you know.
I do look good there for some reason.
Me too.
Well, I think it's one of those resorts that you just walk into and it takes your breath away.
Yeah.
It takes your breath away, and it takes you there.
Do you know what surprises me about Animal Kingdom Lodge is that it's considered a lower level of resort. But actually, to me, the theming is better than any other resort on property. I know the rooms are smaller, obviously, but everything else is better, I think.
Well, the rooms are smaller, but it is very well themed, and it is the only resort where you're going to be able to see animals, you know, right there. And I mean, if you're, you know, if you have the Savannah View room, that's great. You know, you can see them right from your balcony. But if you don't, there's still plenty of places where you can walk around and see the animals. And, they even, you know, they have the fire pit at night. And then at night, you can actually put on the night vision goggles and see the animals out on the Savannah there.
Well, I have a question. Mm-hmm. And I've had this question asked several times. Does it smell like poop?
Not at all. they have crews. Like
they're constantly.
Wait, it's a constant question. Natalie is the only one that can actually get away with saying that and making it sound good.
Yeah, it's true.
You know that she wasn't just using that to be kind. That's her word for it.
But in all seriousness, the cast members who work there are very good at you know, not only feeding the animals, you know, in such a manner that you always see a very good assortment from your balcony, but also cleaning up after them because you don't smell a single thing.
You don't smell anything.
I've had two clients ask me that. At all seriousness, I have.
No, it comes up a lot. Yeah,
it totally makes sense.
It comes up a lot. I mean, you would think that it would, but it does not. And for those guests concerned that, you know, the Savannah has, you know, dangerous animals, no, they're not going to put lions and things on the Hotel Savannah. I mean, you've got your giraffes and your gazelles and
occasional zebra.
Yeah.
I actually have a question. Mm-hmm. The two restaurants, Boma and Jico?
Jico.
I've had a lot of people intrigued by those restaurants. I have never eaten in either one.
But there's three.
And there's three now, yeah. With the DVC edition, there's Sanaa now.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about Sanaa. Now, have you guys ever eaten in any of them?
I've eaten at both.
No.
I've eaten at Boma and Jico.
And what do you think of them?
Boma is interesting. You know, I've done the dinner there, and it's a buffet. So there's going to be an assortment of things on the menu, and there's enough there for people that aren't curious about things
like me,
like beef and just you know
they usually have chicken. Prime rib.
and prime rib and things like that. But they also have interesting things that can vary from night to night. Like I think one time I was there and they had a watermelon rind salad.
That's a standard menu item.
Okay. Well, that's, you know, but that is different. And
it's very different.
I know I've seen other things there that are traditionally African cuisine, basically. So, you know, that you might be a little bit more adventurous. Jiko is a wonderful restaurant and has one of the largest assortment of wines that you will find anywhere. A lot of them actually from South Africa, in fact. So if you have any people that are wine aficionados or looking for a good wine selection, Jiko is an excellent place for that. Very quiet in there, great romantic atmosphere, low lighting and things. Their signature dish that's very popular is the filet mignon over macaroni and cheese in a it's like a red wine reduction. I thought it was, you know, it was decent. It was a good cut of meat, but it, you know, the mac and cheese tasted like, you know, even though it was white American, I think it tasted like macaroni and cheese. I know they call it like adult macaroni and cheese, but it just tasted like macaroni and cheese to me.
It's just so hard to get macaroni and cheese to taste like anything but macaroni and cheese.
You know, so I don't know. I mean, a lot of people rave about it. I mean, the cut of meat was very good and very tender. The mac and cheese just tasted like mac and cheese. My wife had a chicken dish that was kind of spicy and had curry in it. So you will find a lot of curried items on the menu and spiced items on the menu. You know, you may want to pull up the menu before you go from you know, on the Walt Disney World website and take a look and so you can decide, is this someplace I'd want to eat or not?
And it's a good thing to point out, I'm sorry to interrupt, but yeah, they do have a little kid station where you can get your French fries and chicken fingers and maybe pizza, pasta, different things like that that the kids will like.
I thought it was a station where you could get a little kid, you know. Trade yours out for, you know, yours is misbehaving, you know, swap them out for.
Let me get on that plane. I need to trade one.
I didn't know that is good. But it's a lovely resort and lovely restaurant. So both of those places. I have not yet eaten at Sanaa though, so I can't.
We got to tour Sanaa. It is beautiful. Oh my gosh.
Also has savanna views, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. We saw animals outside the window as we were walking through.
That is very cool.
That would be cool to eat and watch those animals.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm sure it's going to be difficult to get that window seat because there, you know, there aren't that many. And, you know, it'd be nice to be able to get it, but you never know.
Yeah, I think the only disadvantage of Animal Kingdom is that it's kind of out by itself, so people are always worried about the buses. So you have to take a bus pretty much to get to anywhere.
I have to say, Animal Kingdom.
But I have to say that the buses are the biggest drawback, and I don't know that I would, and I'm going there in May, and I'm really debating on renting a car because it's just a really short trip, but the buses are not so great. I mean, and it's not even that the transportation just sort of fails at Animal Kingdom as much as it's just pretty far out of the way. I mean, it's almost off property. I mean, you look out those standard view rooms and you are, you know, not that far from 192. So I think it's almost better to have a car there. Frankly, I think the transportation is equal to maybe something like the All Stars, which you wouldn't expect from a deluxe resort.
To me, you know, you get on a bus and you're on the bus for 15 to 25 minutes, you know, 10 to 25 minutes if you're going to the Magic Kingdom up there. It is what it is. It's part of it.
I actually timed it to go going back and forth when we were there in December. I timed it going back and forth to the Magic Kingdom, and between waiting and getting there, it was taking 50 minutes, 50. Pretty regular.
When was that?
That was in December, early December.
Early.
Very slow time, cold weather, no one was in the parks. It just takes a really long time. And plus, like, if you're at Jumbo House, I mean, there's two stops. You got to stop at Kidani and at Jumbo. So, you know, you're either going to stop, have to deal with one stop on the way back, and then get your, you know, resort, or you know what I'm saying.
Wouldn't it be nice if they had direct buses at all the resorts?
Oh, my God.
That doesn't even bother me. So it's just so, yeah, I mean, that's an issue, but
it doesn't seem like it would be that hard to do.
The bigger issue is it's just so far. It really is.
Well,
and it's not so bad for Hollywood Studios or Epcot, and obviously not bad for Animal Kingdom, but for Magic Kingdom, it's a pain.
Not if you're staying at Polynesian.
Yeah, but
give and take.
Oh, no, I'm just saying specifically for Animal Kingdom Lodge, it's bad for Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, and right, there's no one resort.
The opposite would be true of, you know, where if you stay at the Polynesian, it could take a long time to get to Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, except nobody goes there.
That's what I was going to say, but most people only go to Animal Kingdom once while they're there.
Yeah, see, as opposed to, like, if you have small kids, and you're staying at Animal Kingdom Lodge, Magic Kingdom's not going to be that accessible. And it's not any better if you take your car, because you have to go to the TTC and then you have to get on the monorail or the mm-hmm. ferry and then go around. So it's pretty much, you know, the same.
It's a lose-lose. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. I like Animal Kingdom for its peace and tranquility and quiet. I think you get that more there, maybe because it is further out. You know, I'm an annual pass holder, so, you know, I'm not rushing to see everything.
Well, and I will tell you that when we go as a family, that's the resort we love to go to. And I'm missing not going there in December. I love going there. So so I put up with the transportation issues, but people should know that, you know, it's a potential problem, I think. And especially if it's your first trip and you're like kind of, you know, wanting to see and do everything.
Okay.
Having said that, I love that resort. So
that was the main complaint with my aunt and uncle. They stayed there, and they said it just took so long, which they went during spring break. I warned them, and they said it took forever. And they had two small children, and they were just miserable. They said they would never go back. And they complained that the size of the room, where they were smaller, that it was just small rooms.
Well, and I think the problem for me is that I expect a deluxe resort to be a tiny bit more convenient. It's not that if I'm paying $100 a night, I don't maybe mind that inconvenience of having a long ride to the Magic Kingdom. But if I'm paying three times that or more, really, I prefer to, you know, maybe be a little more convenient.
Well, I guess, agree 100% with that.
I guess they think the trade-off is the animals.
Right.
You know. They're going to
The trade-off really is that it's an incredibly gorgeous resort. I mean, the theming is so amazing, and the pool is beautiful. The pool at Kidani is amazing.
It's like a mini water park.
And it is, you know, as Bob said, it's a very relaxing resort too. Like, that's one thing I like. Like, I don't like to go into the Contemporary and have like this frenetic pace at the end of the day. I like to go to Kidani and it's totally, or, you know, Jumbo House is totally laid back. So
I like the, I mean, not Jumbo House, but over at the main lobby, the fire pit.
That's really nice.
It is.
The rocking chairs, yes, those are very nice.
Love that.
And I love, too, that many of the cast members, probably not all, but many are actually from various parts of Africa and will, you know, talk to you about, you know, the resort and their country, and they're just very knowledgeable, and it's just interesting to do.
Okay, that's going to wrap it up for this week's show. You can download our shows at mousechat.net and also from iTunes. Please send us your comments and questions to comments@mousechat.net. Please join us again here next week on Mouse Chat.